It's a downtown Santa Barbara building, which at first glance looks like many other adobe-style structures in the city. But there's nothing average about what's known as the Hill Carrillo Adobe near the corner of State and Carrillo Streets. The nearly 200-year-old adobe is one of the oldest buildings in the state, and now the foundation which owns it is turning it into an event space for nonprofits as well as a museum.
The Hill Carrillo Adobe is one of the oldest and finest examples of adobe architecture in Santa Barbara. It was built in 1825 by Daniel Hill, who was one of the first Americans to call Santa Barbara home. And it was a very special residence from the get-go. It had one of the first wooden floors, which we're actually standing on, one of the first wooden floors of any building in Santa Barbara. It also had glass in the windows, which was virtually unheard of during the 1820s.
Michael Redman is a longtime Santa Barbara author and historian. Redman says after Daniel Hill owned it for years, Santa Barbara's famous Carrillo family took over ownership. It then went through a series of owners, at one point serving as a Chinese school and a laundry.
By 1916, the adobe had fallen into a fairly serious state of disrepair. And a woman from Montecito, Esther Hammond, bought the adobe and refurbished it. She had the two back wings built, designed by one of the more important artists here in town at the time, Robert Wilson Hyde. By the 1920s, the adobe had become sort of a cultural center for the city. They gave small concerts here and the dramatic readings.
But Redman says the threats to the historic building complex weren't over.
In 1928, there actually were plans to tear the adobe down and build a movie theater. So that's when Max Fleischman, he of the famous Fleischman yeast fortune, bought the adobe, and then 2 years later, he deeded it over to the Santa Barbara Foundation, which called the adobe its headquarters for 83 years.
The Hutton Parker Foundation bought the Hill Carrillo Adobe in 2014.
I was here for 12 years learning about philanthropy in this building. Just the mere thought that it would no longer be here for the community, especially as I started to learn the history, it needs to stay here.
Tom Parker is president of the Hutton Parker Foundation. The organization gives money to hundreds of nonprofits a year. One of its big priorities is providing working space for community groups.
When I saw this building, I realized this could be so much more than it's ever been for this community. And that's what we hope happens. And by the way, we just opened up on the internet now, and we're already 200 days a year, 225 days a year that this is booked, multiple times a day, for all different nonprofits.
But the foundation has also been restoring the building and turning its public areas into a museum. Historian Michael Redman walks us through part of it.
Over in this corner, we have some photos of the adobe showing a sign that says when it was a Chinese school. We also have Dr. Lorenzo Yates highlighted. The painting over the fireplace was done by Daniel Grossbeck, who did the murals at the Santa Barbara County Courthouse. So that's rather interesting. And then so-called boardroom, we have a history of Santa Barbara philanthropy, where we've highlighted some of the major figures, philanthropic figures in Santa Barbara history, because I think philanthropy was so important in the development of this city.
Hutton Parker Foundation President Tom Parker.
When you see an opportunity to make the foundation more than just a grant-giving organization. You know, in other words, writing checks. That's what we do. We write checks. We write 200 checks a year to 200 different nonprofits. It feels so good, and it always has, to be able to do more than that. And I saw this as an opportunity to expand our reach into what we can do.
The complex includes historic artifacts and photos, as well as exhibitions paying tribute to Santa Barbara County's philanthropists, past and present. The new museum and the adobe on East Carrillo Street is open during normal business hours on weekdays, and admission is free. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.